We stand at a pivotal moment in human history. For 200,000 years, our species has journeyed from small hunter-gatherer bands to a global civilization of unprecedented complexity. We've accomplished what no other species has, cooperation across both space and time. We pool knowledge with contemporaries and, more remarkably, across generations, allowing culture and technology to accumulate over millennia. But this extraordinary journey now faces its greatest test. With the first atomic bomb detonation in 1945, we entered an age where our technological power reached a threshold enabling self-destruction. For the first time, the threat to humanity from within exceeds threats from the natural world. What would it mean to lose everything? Not just billions of lives today, but trillions of future lives never lived, achievements never made, discoveries never revealed. Imagine nuclear war killing 99% of humanity, with survivors eventually rebuilding civilization. Now compare this with a war killing 100%. The difference between these scenarios isn't just quantitative, it's the difference between a terrible tragedy and the end of everything we could ever become. What's at stake isn't just our present, but our entire future potential. Three great transitions accelerated humanity's rise. The agricultural revolution created permanent settlements that evolved into states, uniting tens of millions, 100,000 times more than forager groups. The scientific revolution replaced authority with systematic observation and testable explanations. The industrial revolution harnessed fossil fuels, generating unprecedented prosperity. These transitions brought challenges, increased disease, destructive weapons, and exploitation. Yet human life today is substantially better. Before industrialization, 95% of people lived on less than $2 daily. Now, just 10% do. Global life expectancy has doubled from 30 to 72 years. Our future could be immense. Earth remains habitable for roughly a billion years, enough time for trillions of human lives. If we reach other stars, we access over 100 billion in the Milky Way alone. We could potentially end disease, mental illness, prejudice, and oppression. A world without suffering is merely the starting point. Our best moments hint at heights of flourishing beyond our current comprehension. Nuclear weapons represent an unprecedented leap in destructive capability. A single Hiroshima bomb equaled thousands of conventional explosives, and within 6 years, one thermonuclear weapon contained more explosive energy than all bombs used in World War II. During the Cuban Missile Crisis, Kennedy estimated a 33-50% chance of nuclear war. Today, American and Russian arsenals remain on hair trigger alert, deployable within minutes. Climate change threatens through gradual yet potentially catastrophic effects. Rising temperatures risk triggering irreversible tipping points in Earth's systems. The permafrost contains twice the carbon of all human emissions to date, while ocean clathrates hold vast amounts of methane, a greenhouse gas 25 times more potent than CO2, whose release could dramatically accelerate warming. Technological advancement introduces new dangers continuously. In just 2 centuries, we've progressed from not understanding disease causation to manipulating pathogens in laboratories. Recent gain-of-function experiments with H5N1 bird flu, which kills approximately 60% of infected humans, have enhanced transmissibility between mammals. Despite high biosafety standards, laboratory escapes remain common, even from maximum security facilities. Artificial intelligence represents humanity's most profound long-term risk. Deep learning has triggered remarkable advances, with neural networks now exceeding human abilities in facial recognition, translation, image generation, and mastering complex games with unprecedented creativity. Our dominance stems from superior intelligence. If we create artificial general intelligence surpassing human abilities, we risk losing control of our destiny. A sufficiently intelligent system would resist shutdown not from fear, but because being turned off prevents it from achieving its programmed goals, creating instrumental goals of self-preservation, resource acquisition, and resistance to modification. The challenge isn't just technical, but ensuring an AI's goals align perfectly with human values. Even slight misalignments could prove catastrophic at superhuman capability levels. History shows safety often takes a backseat to capability advancement. Creating something smarter than ourselves without ensuring shared values might leave us like gorillas negotiating with humans, cognitively outmatched and unable to control the outcome. Numerical estimates are essential for understanding catastrophic risks, as qualitative terms like highly unlikely or probable are ambiguous. The risk landscape varies dramatically. Some risks are a million times more likely than others, making quantification crucial for effective management. Anthropogenic risks are over 1,000 times more likely than natural ones, with future technologies posing roughly 100 times more danger than existing ones. Natural risks like asteroid impacts and supervolcano eruptions occur roughly once every 100,000 to a million years, while human-created risks have annual probabilities closer to 1 in 1,000 or higher. Humanity faces about a 1 in 6 chance of existential catastrophe in the next 100 years, comparable to Russian roulette. This assessment combines individual risk probabilities while accounting for their interactions. Yet this implies a 5 in 6 chance of preserving our potential and roughly a 1 in 2 chance humanity ultimately fulfills its potential. We must also consider existential risk factors, attributes that increase the probability of multiple catastrophic outcomes. Great power war exemplifies this. While not directly destroying humanity, it increases the likelihood of nuclear conflict and engineered pandemics while undermining international cooperation needed to address climate change and AI safety. Our future remains within our control. Most existential risks come from human activities we can regulate, while natural risks develop slowly enough for prevention. Those alive today will determine whether we'll be remembered as the generation that secured humanity's future or not remembered at all. Humanity's strategy should follow 3 phases: reaching existential security, engaging in the long reflection, and achieving our potential. Our immediate priority is reducing existential risk by addressing current dangers while establishing safeguards against future threats. Safeguarding humanity requires international constraints to prevent actions that jeopardize our collective future. This might involve a constitution for humanity with funding and enforcement mechanisms. Even modest improvements matter, like strengthening the Biological Weapons Convention by increasing its budget from $1.4 million to $80 million, and enabling investigations of breaches. If humanity navigates the precipice, remarkable potential awaits. Earth would heal naturally, biodiversity would recover, and continental drift would reshape our planet. Astronomically, constellations would shift, our day would lengthen to 25 hours, and the sun would complete its galactic orbit. We have reason for profound optimism. While human life today has less disease, hunger, violence, and poverty than ever before, it could still improve dramatically. Our full potential for flourishing remains largely undiscovered, with peak experiences hinting at heights of happiness far beyond everyday existence. The fundamental problem isn't technology itself, but our lack of wisdom to manage it responsibly. As Carl Sagan noted, we've become powerful without becoming commensurately wise. This wisdom gap, the growing distance between our technological capabilities and our ability to manage them safely, represents humanity's greatest challenge. Will we squander humanity's future through carelessness? Or will we navigate this dangerous century, securing a future of unimaginable flourishing for countless generations? The choice is ours alone.